Listeners of AC English, welcome back. This is Erin.
欢迎大家收听由一席文化出品的《老外来了》。This is Anne.
Hey Anne, have you heard of the new Taylor Swift album?
Yeah, I have. And I think Taylor Swift fans must be so thrilled right now. 粉丝们期待已久的泰勒的新专辑 The New Album 19号终于正式发行了。
Yeah, it was just officially released on April 19th.
So, what's the album called, Erin?
This album is titled The Tortured Poets Department.
Okay, The Tortured Poets Department. Torture 是折磨 ,Poet 是诗人 ,Department 通常指的是部门 ,and I see the official Chinese translation for it is 苦难诗社 ,which kind of reminds me of the movie Dead Poets Society.跟电影名死亡诗社好像有异曲同工之妙啊。
Yeah, it's a very poetic name, but I also think it's a bit dark.
嗯哼，光是听名字就是有一点点黑暗气息，但是又非常有诗意。It's very poetic. So, how did you feel when you heard about the new album, Erin? Are you a Taylor Swift fan?
Well, I wouldn't consider myself a fan, but I definitely listened to her music. I think it was very exciting. I woke up with a notification telling me the album was released. The whole album has 31 completely new songs.
Wow, 31 new songs. She's so productive. 这也太高产了吧。
It is such a big deal in the US. There were lots of news articles about it as well.
真的，泰勒每次出专辑都是轰动。So, what did the news say?
One article I saw was by the Washington Post, and it was titled, Taylor Swift Shows No Mercy.
华盛顿日报说泰勒毫不留情 shows no mercy. Why?
It says that the album feels dark and relentless.
Relentless? 竟然说是冷酷无情的。Okay, that makes me more curious about the album because it sounds quite different from the Taylor Swift style that I knew about.
Yeah, I know, right? Also, something really cool was the promotional campaign leading up to the album release.
通常都会有这个 promotional campaign, 宣传运动 leading up to the album release, 来为这个专辑发行做铺垫。And what did they do for the promotional campaign?
One thing they did was that on TikTok, if you complete certain tasks, like following her, you will be able to get a profile picture frame.
Oh, so it's like a game. 通过做一些小任务 complete certain tasks, 比如关注记得一个定制的 frame for your profile picture, 头像框。That's pretty cute.
Yeah, no other artist has ever done this before, like adding changes to apps for their album releases.
So did you get one yourself?
Of course I did. Personally, I think it is really cool. I do have a cute little profile picture frame now.
Nice! And it's also a very good promotion for the album as well. 正好起到一个宣传作用。So back to the album, I do have a question about its name. The Tortured Poets Department.
Yeah, it is a very interesting name.
And how did she come up with such an original name? 这个创意到底是怎么来的呢？
Well, the answer is in a short editorial that she wrote on her social media platforms when the album was released.
You know, I still remember the prologue that she wrote for 1989, and it was very touching. 所以这次泰勒也延续了之前的传统写了一个发刊词。So could you read this one for us?
Of course. It reads, The Tortured Poets Department, an anthology of new works that reflect events, opinions, and sentiments,from a fleeting and fatalistic moment in time.
Ooh, wait. So let me digest this. 让我消化一下。第一句话已经非常的有梅梅的这个风格了。她说这张专辑是一个 anthology, 文选。The new works reflect, 里面的新歌反映出来的是她本人所经历的 events, opinions, and sentiments. 那这些事件、观点以及情感呢，来自于 a fleeting and fatalistic moment in time. 一个 fleeting, 转瞬即逝的，以及 fatalistic, 宿命的瞬间。
Yes, one that was both sensational and sorrowful in equal measure.
他说这个瞬间既是 sensational, 煽情的，又是 sorrowful, 悲伤的。
And then she writes, "This period of the author's life is now over. The chapter closed and boarded up."
这里的 chapter 指的是人生的章节 a chapter in life, right?
Yeah, so in English, we use this expression a lot to describe the events and different stages in our life. So Taylor is basically saying that she has closed an old chapter and she's ready to start a new chapter in life.
其实我们也都是自己人生的作者 We are the authors of our lives 那过去的阶段已经翻篇现在她要 start a new chapter in life
Then she writes There is nothing to avenge No scores to settle One's wounds have healed
Aaron, avenge 这个词是不是就是复仇者联盟里那个 Avengers?
Yeah
那 settle the scores 是什么意思呢
It means the same thing as avenge Which is to punish someone for something wrong that they did to you in the past
因为别人对自己曾经犯下的错而去 punish, 惩罚别人 I can kind of relate to this I've definitely been hurt by people around me And, you know, this happens to everyone, right? When you're really hurt, all you can think about at that moment was to avenge
Yeah, I can relate too. It's very normal to feel this way.
But after a long time, I understood. 其实像梅梅说的一样 once your wounds have healed, 一旦你的伤口愈合了 there's no need to avenge. Because when you heal your wounds and become stronger and have a better life, the people who hurt you won't matter anymore.
Yeah, you should focus on healing yourself first, because your life matters the most.
Exactly. Your life matters the most.
Then she continues, and upon further reflection, a good number of them turned out to be self-inflicted.
然后梅梅说 upon further reflection, 她在进一步反思过后发现 a good number of the wounds, 很多的伤口其实都是 self-inflicted, 是自己给自己的。I really love this part.I think it took me a long time to figure out that sometimes the person hurting you the most is yourself.
Yeah, this is actually my favorite part as well.
Yeah, so moving on, what did Taylor say after this?
She says, the writer is of the firm belief that our tears become holy in the form of ink on a page.
Wow, this is so good. 妹妹说她有一个 firm belief, 坚定的信念。Our tears become holy, 我们的眼泪变得神圣 in the form of ink on a page, 以书页上笔墨的形式。我感觉这是他在说书写会让我们的痛苦得以净化。
Once we have spoken our saddest story, we can be free of it.
Yeah, that's very true. 当我们把内心的创伤说出来的那一刻，我们就能从悲伤里得到解脱。We can be free of our sadness, because words have power.
Yeah, and then she concludes it with, and then all that's left behind is the tortured poetry.
痛苦是会过去的而留下的 All that's left behind is the tortured poetry 就只有苦难的诗篇 So what did the netizens in the West say about this beautiful message? 外国网友都是怎么评价的呢
I saw someone tweet My favorite thing about this album is that she made clear the tortured poets department era was over the minute the album droppedBecause she's already solidly in the next extremely happy and in love era.
So the minute that we see this album, she is no longer a tortured poet. It's like she's letting go of her past and embracing the future. 那 Aaron, 能不能跟我们讲讲专辑里具体都有哪些大家印象比较深刻的歌词或者是歌名呢？
Oh yeah, there are definitely some lyrics and song titles that really caught people's attention.
Yeah, tell us about it.
One that is trending is from the song, I Can Do It With a Broken Heart. This song is about how when her heart was broken, how she still performed at the Eras Tour.
这个我感觉每一个打工人应该都深有体会啊。无论经历什么样的 heartbreak, 该上班的时候还得上班。Just do it with a broken heart.
yeah.The lyrics say, I cry a lot, but I am so productive, it's an art.
Yeah, 尽管我爱哭,但是我效率高啊,很霸气的一句话。
Yeah, a lot of fans are relating to this. This one really funny comment I saw says, This song is exactly what breaking down crying then posing in front of a mirror because you look pretty when you're sad feels like.
Oh, 所以这首歌的感觉就是当你 break down crying, 哭到崩溃的时候你还要在镜子面前摆个 pose, 因为你哭的时候也好看就是那种又难过然后又乐观的感觉。
Yeah, another commenter said, this is the cry while dancing song.
So the next time when I'm sad, I will play this song and cry while I'm dancing. 那下次难过的时候我就放这首歌然后边哭边跳。
That's so real.
Yeah.
So that's it for today. I think it is hard to dislike the album as a whole since it has so many songs. Everyone could relate to at least one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for listening. See you guys next time.
See you next time. This is Anne.
This is Aaron. Bye.
Bye-bye.